When it comes to managing pain and reducing fever, few medications are as widely recognized and used as acetaminophen. But while this drug is a household name, there's much more to it than meets the eye. From its historical roots and physiological effects to understanding proper dosages and potential risks, acetaminophen is a complex medication with a profound impact on modern medicine. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we uncover the stories behind the health products that shape our lives. I'm Bills, and today we're taking a closer look at acetaminophen, its history, how it works in the body, and what you need to know about using it safely. Whether you've relied on it for a headache or fever, this episode will provide you with all the information you need to use acetaminophen effectively and responsibly. Understanding acetaminophen, how it works in the body. Acetaminophen, also known as paracetamol in many parts of the world, is an analgesic pain reliever and antipyretic fever reducer. It's commonly used to treat everything from headaches and muscle aches to arthritis and fevers. Unlike non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen and aspirin, acetaminophen does not have significant anti-inflammatory properties, which makes it a unique option in the realm of over-the-counter pain relievers. Physiologically, acetaminophen works by inhibiting the production of prostaglandins in the brain. Prostaglandins are chemicals that promote inflammation, pain, and fever. By blocking the enzyme cyclooxygenase, COX, acetaminophen reduces the sensation of pain and helps lower body temperature. This mechanism of action is primarily central, meaning it affects the brain and spinal cord, rather than having a broad effect on the entire body's inflammation. Dosages, how to use acetaminophen safely. One of the most critical aspects of using acetaminophen is adhering to the correct dosage. While acetaminophen is generally safe when taken as directed, it can be harmful and even life-threatening if used improperly. For adults, the recommended maximum daily dose of acetaminophen is 4,000 milligrams KMR. This is typically divided into doses of 500 to 1,000 milligrams taken every 4 to 6 hours as needed. It's crucial not to exceed this daily limit, as doing so can lead to severe liver damage. For children, dosages are typically calculated based on weight. Pediatric formulations of acetaminophen often come with dosing instructions that are easy to follow, but it's always best to consult a healthcare provider to ensure the correct amount is given. Generally, the recommended dose for children is 10 to 15 milligrams per kilogram of body weight every 4 to 6 hours, with a maximum of 5 doses in 24 hours. It's important to note that acetaminophen is a common ingredient in many combination medications, including cold and flu remedies, pain relievers, and sleep aids. This can make it easy to accidentally exceed the recommended dose if you're taking multiple medications at once. To avoid an overdose, always read the labels of all medications you're taking and ensure that the total amount of acetaminophen does not exceed the safe daily limit. Potential side effects and risks. While acetaminophen is generally well tolerated, it's not without potential side effects. The most severe risk associated with acetaminophen is liver damage, which can occur if the drug is taken in excess. Liver damage from acetaminophen overdose can progress to acute liver failure, a life-threatening condition that may require a liver transplant or can even result in death. Other side effects of acetaminophen, though less common, may include allergic reactions such as skin rashes, itching, or swelling. In rare cases, severe skin reactions such as Stevens-Johnson syndrome or toxic epidermal necrolysis can occur, which require immediate medical attention. Individuals with pre-existing liver conditions, chronic alcohol use, or those who are taking other medications that affect the liver should be particularly cautious when using acetaminophen. For these individuals, even lower doses may pose a risk, and it's essential to consult with a healthcare provider before using the medication. The history of acetaminophen, from discovery to modern use. Acetaminophen's journey from a chemical compound to a common household medication is rooted in the late 19th century. The discovery of acetanilide in 1886 marked the beginning of its story, but it was phenacetin, a derivative, that became popular due to its pain-relieving properties. However, phenacetin was eventually found to cause kidney damage with prolonged use, leading researchers to seek safer alternatives. In 1948, American chemists Julius Axelrod and Bernard Brody made a groundbreaking discovery. They found that phenacetin was metabolized into acetaminophen in the body, revealing that acetaminophen itself could be used directly as a safer alternative. This discovery laid the foundation for acetaminophen's commercial production and eventual rise to prominence. By 1955, acetaminophen was introduced to the American market under the brand name Tylenol, and it quickly gained popularity for its effectiveness and safety profile compared to aspirin. Over the decades, acetaminophen has become a global staple, widely recognized for its ability to relieve pain and reduce fever with minimal gastrointestinal side effects. Interesting facts and notable incidents. Acetaminophen's global presence is marked by some interesting facts and historical events that have shaped its usage. For instance, one notable aspect is the difference in naming conventions. In the United States and Japan, it's called acetaminophen, while in Europe, Australia, and many other parts of the world, it's known as paracetamol. Both names derive from the drug's chemical name, paraacetylaminophenol. Despite its widespread use, acetaminophen's exact mechanism of action remains somewhat mysterious. While it's known to inhibit the COX enzyme in the brain, the full extent of how it works, particularly why it lacks anti-inflammatory effects, is still not completely understood. Acetaminophen has also been at the center of some significant incidents. One of the most infamous events occurred in 1982, known as the Tylenol murders, where several people in Chicago died after taking cyanide-laced Tylenol capsules. This tragedy led to major changes in drug packaging, including the introduction of tamper-evident seals, which have since become a standard in the pharmaceutical industry. On the other hand, acetaminophen has played a crucial role in public health efforts. In response to the opioid crisis, it has been promoted as a safer alternative for pain management, particularly for chronic conditions, due to its lower risk of addiction and abuse compared to opioid medications. Conclusion: the importance of responsible acetaminophen use. Acetaminophen has become one of the most trusted and widely used medications worldwide, providing relief from pain and fever for millions of people. Its history is rich with scientific discoveries, public health advancements, and moments of both tragedy and triumph. Understanding acetaminophen's uses, proper dosages, and potential risks allows us to appreciate its value while also respecting the importance of using it responsibly. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the complexities of acetaminophen, its history, how it works, and how to use it safely. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others who might benefit. Remember, while acetaminophen is a powerful tool for managing pain and fever, it's essential to use it wisely and be aware of the potential risks. Until next time, take care.